It's Thursday and time to crack open the mailbag. Joining me now to sort through your letters is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher, what's up first?
Hey, Farai, what's up? We got a letter about our Africa update on Tuesday. NPR's Tony Cox was hosting that day, and he talked to Bill Fletcher about the recent indictment of 40 Rwandan officers. They were involved in that country's genocide in the 90s. Bill explained why the men were being tried in a Spanish court.
The technical reason that Spain is prosecuting them has to do with the murder of some Spaniards in Rwanda. And they may have been murdered, executed, or so-called collateral damage in the war that was going on between the Rwandan Patriotic Front and the Hutu perpetrators of the genocide.
Listener Janice Yoon says Bill missed a point in his explanation. Janice writes, I couldn't help but cringe yesterday when I heard Tony Cox's guest speaking on the indictment of 40 Rwandans. Spain indicted those men under its broad universal jurisdiction, which allows Spain to prosecute international crimes committed beyond its borders.
And Ann Slater in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, wrote in about Tony's interview with two black female filmmakers. Ann says, I really enjoyed Tony Cox's interview with Casey Lemons and Nima Barnett. I enjoyed Eve's Bayou several months ago and look forward to seeing more of both women's films. I applaud their portrayals of the true black American experience. They push aside the stereotypical gangster rap or sweet old black man slash woman slash little girl that are too often served up to the American public.
And last Friday, we ran Jeff Obafemi-Carr's commentary on the N-word. He tried to see the word from all sides, as a controversial slur and as a show of brotherly love. John Gaithers in Athens, Georgia, tuned in and sent us this. Thank you for this insightful and amusing commentary. I believe it goes to the heart of the issue of distinguishing between words and the meaning of those words. Its comical repetition of the N-word satirizes the futility of using substitute words as a means of social change.
On our Sports Bloggers Roundtable last week, we talked about black folks showing more and more love for the Boston Celtics. Listener Andrew McFarlane in Miami is crying foul on that one. He says we left out some key former black Celtic greats. Andrew writes, I lived in Boston for most of the 80s and watched a lot of Celtics basketball. I was very surprised at your discussion of the team failed to even mention Dennis Johnson, the very definition of a clutch big game point guard, or Robert Parrish, who only managed to make it to the Hall of Fame. If Larry Bird got more attention than anyone else on the team, it was because he was one of the greatest players to ever step on a basketball court.
And finally, Farai, a little love in Espanol. We got an email from Jose Garcia de Paso in Toledo. Not Toledo, Ohio, but Toledo, Spain. Jose writes, I listen to several daily radio shows on NPR. I have to say that News and Notes podcast has become my favorite one, thanks to Farai Chidea and her guest. I must also say that I'm a 45-year-old white male Spaniard.
Muchos, muchos gracias, Jose. Agradecemos a todos que nos escuchan alrededor del mundo.
Very nice, Farai.
It hurt me.
Algo que muchos han tratado.
That's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name, and apologies if I butchered any Spanish there. Thanks, Christopher.
Muchos, muchos gracias. Para un güey, vivo mi vida y diario la reposo. Un par de morros con viejas, pero no esposo. Y me puedes hallar en la calle cualquier tipo, gastando feria con mi equipo. Parece que me hice padre.